Zeman Daf Lamed Vav Amed Aleph. We'll go back to the Tosfos after we go over quickly the Gemara. Hamemaenes, we hit in the Baraisa. Hamemaenes ain lo loy knas v'loy pitoy. A isha that's a mamaenes, a ktana that's a mamaenes, ain lo loy knas. There's no knas v'loy pitoy. It said Rashi Shita is that speaking about that he was ma'anisa or mafataha after the miyun, and she was still a ktana, and there's no knas and no pitoy because we assume that she was nivala b'shas the issues she had b'katnusa. Mentioned the Rashba says that speaking about that even though there are Edom that are made shalainistara, we don't rely on them. So that is the Chiddush, that we have a Ktane who was Mamayim. Now if someone will be Ma'anisa, ain't lo loiknas v'loi bitui. Because we assume she's a ba'ula. Ha ktana ba'alme, but we'll have another ktana, samazay a ktana, who was never married. Isla, so the Gemara asks, moni rabonani, the omri ktana yesh lo ktas. It's going according to the rabonon, who hold that a ktana has knas, not only a naira, who had in a ktana. Eima seife, now the Baraisa says further in the Sefer, Eilin is ein lo leknas v'lo pitoy. For what reason is there no knas and pitoy by Eilin? Eilin is. So al kocha, the reason is also la rameya, da oma ktana ein lo knas. There is no knas by a ktana. Boho, an Eilin is, does not have nairis, mikat nusa yotzus olabogo. So we have a problem. Reisha Rabbonon v'Seifa Rameya. The Reisha seems to say Astam Ktane has Knas. Just an islandist doesn't have Knas. The Astam Ktane has Knas. Now Ma'enis doesn't have Knas. The Seifa seems to say a Ktane doesn't have Knas. V'chitayme kula Rameya hi... I'm able, you say, no, the whole Barais is going according to Rameya. That is, that a Ktane, there's no Knas by a Ktane. Ube Me'enes, Sova lo, ki Rabbi Yehudim. And by Me'enes, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Gedoilo could also be Memayim. So it's speaking about that she was Memayin Begadlusa, she's a Naira already, and then someone was Ma'anisa, and so really she's a Naira, the Tzorch Liyas Laknas, but since she's a Ma'anis, since she was married, so we assume that it was Nivalo, that's why ain't Laknas, but Samazay a Naira has Knas. Menes Sovalok Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, Umi Sovalok, does Rameya really hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Miyun? Bosanya, we learned in Abaraise, Ad Mosai Habas Memaenes. Till when can Bas be Memayin? Hache Tovi Shtei Sairis Divre Rameya. So Rameya says, till she brings to Sairis. So Rameya says, Klo. The minute she becomes a gedoyla, she loses her schus miyun. The schus of miyun was only given to her bekatnusa. Rabbi Yehuda imer ad she yarbe shocher al halovan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though she's a gedoyla, she can still be Memayin till there'll be a ribuy of Seyer Shocher al Halovan, and we'll see exactly what this means in Rashi and Tosfos. Al Koponim, so we seek law from this Beraise, that Rameya is Chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya holds that a Gedoyla can't be Memayin. So the teretz is not a teretz. So we're back to the kasha. So we have here, it says in the Baraisa, Amame Enes ain't Loknas. And according to Rameyam, Amame Enes is only Bekatnuso. And it seems Dafka Aktano Shemiyana ain't Loknas. Oba Aktano Shalai Miyana Yesh Loknas. And according to Rameyam, Aktano never has Knas. So the Gemara says the other way around. Ella Rabbi Yehudi. This Baraisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, by me. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Naira could also be Mamayim. So we're speaking about a Naira. A Mamayenes ain't lo Knas means a Naira that was Mamayim. She doesn't have Knas because we assume she's a Ba'ula. Stamazay a Naira has Knas. Ubiktane sovelo kerameya. But the Shaila, if this knas by Aktana, he holds like Ramey that Aktana ain't lo knas, so that's the sefer. The sefer is telling us an island is ain't lo knas because she's Aktana. She's never a Naira. The Reish is telling us a Mamanis ain't lo knas, even though she was Mamayan Alts Naira, the Ramanis are Alts Naira because she's Becheskas Ba'ula. So it's Shalom Al Yisrael, so the Reish and the sefer go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, Umi Sovalo, does Rabbi Yehuda taka hold like Rameya? Does Rabbi Yehuda taka hold Aktano Yesh Loknas? For Oma Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Zu Divrei Rameya. It says in the Mishnah further that Rameya holds that Aktano doesn't have Knas. So Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, Zu Divrei Rameya. V'imise, if we will say that Rabbi Yehuda also holds like Rameya, Zudivrei Rameya Rabbi Yehuda mi boilei, should have said Rabbi Yehuda also holds like this. We'll see in Tosfos exactly why Rav should have mentioned Rabbi Yehuda also. Al koponim, the Gemara says it can't be the Baraisa cannot go, both the Baraisa cannot go according to Rameya, because then it's shver dereshe, meme enes, ain't lo knas, or stam ktan, or yesh lo knas. The Baraisa cannot go according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rameya that a ktana ain't lo knas. So, shver island is. So the Gemara answers, hay tane sovelo ke Rameya bechode, o polig olei bechode. So this is a third tane, who holds like Rameya, legabi, Hilchis Knossos, that a Ktana ain't lo knas. That's why he paskins that an island is ain't lo knas. Upole gelei bechode, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda by Miyun that a Gedoyle could also be Mamai. So it's a third Tana, not Rameya, not Rabbi Yehuda, but Lalochi, he holds legabi Ktana like Rameya, legabi Miyun like Rabbi Yehuda. Rafram Omar Maime Ma'enes Horuya Lemaim. Rafram says the Baraisa goes according to Rameya. And the Baraisa holds that Aktana ain't Loknas. So why does it say Mema'enes ain't Loknas? It would seem Dafka Aktana that was Memayan ain't Loknas. But Samaza Aktana is Yesh Loknas. So Rafran said, Meme'enes does not mean a ktana that was Memayim. Meme'enes means a bas who is roi Lemayim. We're not speaking about she was Memayim. We're not speaking about she got married. He's saying that a bas that's roi Lemayim has knas. Ain't lo knas. A bas that's roi Lemayim is ain't lo knas. So in other words, who is Ruya Lamayim? Aktana. So in other words, he's telling us, Aktana ain't lo knas. That's what he's telling us. Ruya Lamayim ain't lo knas. Frag the Gemore velisni ktana. So why do you have to beat around the bush and say this halacha so cryptically? Say, Aktana ain't lo knas. Why do you say, Ruya Lamayim ain't lo knas? Which means, Aktana, say, Rochel bitra Aktana. Aktana ain't lo knas. Kash. So this is a kasha on Rafa. Let us again see Rashi. Rabbonon hi, the pligia the rameya bereish pirkin. In that what it says in the Reishim, and me'enes ain't laknas, but aktana yesh laknas, going according to the Rabbonon, the rameya. The whole zaktana yesh laknas. Ube me'enes. So the Gemara wanted to say, no, it's going kule ke rameya. Me'enes sovolo ke rabiuda, do me'nare me'enes. A naro can be me'mayim. Vaochi teidek mine, nara memaenes ein loknas. A nara that was memayin ein loknas, a nara baal mayesh loknas. So the Gemara says, no, Rameya holds, a nara cannot be memayin. Adema say, abas memaenes, ad shetovish tei sairis, umishe hei viyo, eina memaenes, vafilu loibo liyacha mikam. But as soon as she becomes a gedoyla, so even though loibol, and she's still married kedushin darabonim, af al pikein deschus miyum, she loses when she becomes a gedoyla. Rabbi Yehuda imer, she has deschus miyum im loibol la'acher shegodlo memaenes. That means if he was boyla afterwards, so then she becomes an eishes ishti eraisa. She's a gedayla, and he was boil, l'shem kedushin, so then she'll become an eshes ish darais. But if he wasn't boil, so she still has this chus miyun, even though she's a gedayla, kol zman, it's lo hirbe shocher al halovin. Ad she yarbe shocher al halovin. So the rehitas aloshin would seem that there are ribui sairis. You don't need ribui sairis. Shtei sairis shoichveis. You have two sairis which are shoichveis. That means they're longer than the normal shear of shtei sairis. V'nire kemoi sheyarba shochet. So it looks like there's a ribui shochet. So the Gemara says, so we can't say Rab Meir holds like Rab Yehuda by Mion because he's chaylik al Rab Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, we'll say that the Barais is going to El Rabbi Yehudi. Ubemenes Naira. Ashminen dein loknas. Now, Bemenes is being Menes Naira dein loknas. Bleitidik oktano yesh loknas. Because we're speaking about Bemenes Naira. According to Rabbi Yehudi, that mean helps by a Naira. The Gabi Island is the Tone Nami ein loknas. Mishim de Biktanes of a Kerameya. Bezumi katnuso yotzos lobogo, an island is, never has a tkufa of nairis. Zu divrei lekamon bepirke. So the Gemara says, if Rab Yehuda holds like Rab Meir by Ktane, so later it says that memo med beis, Rab Yehuda Marav said, zu divrei Rab Meir. So he should have said, Zu divrei Rameya Rab Yehuda, Rab Yehuda is moedet a Rameya da ktana in loknas. So the Gemara answers that it's speaking about a third tana. So velo ke Rameya da ktana in loknas. Mishamochi en knas bailanis. That's where Naunis doesn't have knas. Upolig olei bimameenis, for amarat sheyar ba'ashocha. Vechitona amameenis en loknas. Ha-ha-ru'uya l'mayin yesh l'knas. B'nayra koma. He's speaking about a nayra. And Ravron said, May me ma'enes ha-ru'uya l'mayin. Kloima. Koktane koma. It means every bas who's ru'uya l'mayin, which means a ktana, is ein l'knas v'kulo rameiri. Now, let us go back to Tosfos Hamema'enes. Hamema'enes ein loknas. Perish bekunteris, lefi shehi becheskas bu'ula. That's Rashi had said on the Lamed Hermit base, that Hamema'enes doesn't have knas because she is becheskas bu'ula. Because l'ri, Dim Kain, if that's Pshat, Eichi Daik Lakamon Oktana Ba'alma Isla, that a ketana does have knas, do mochi kama amemenes ein lo knas, im bo leo kshi naira. Who says he was ma'anisa when she was ma'ayin when she was a ketana, but could be he was ma'anisa when she was a naira. Her naira ba'almo, if you ma'anis tamazay a naira, who wasn't amemenes bekat nusa isla. So let's give the second kasha. V'nira l'ri, dochi perusha. Hamameenes ein lo loy knas v'loy pitoy im onso baylo oy pito oysok shahisa tachtov koydemi. It's speaking about, hamameenes ein lo knas is speaking about that her husband was ma'anisa, or was mefataha, shahisa tachtov koydemi. Is af al gav d'chshem miyano. Igoli milse shloi hoise ishtoi. But since Bishasi was ma'anis her, she was ishtoi, so there's no chiyuv knas. So the Ri learns pshat, as we had mentioned yesterday. Rabbi Chanan says that according to Rab Chaim, we can understand very well what the Ri is saying. The Ri is saying, I'm a ma'anis, ain't lo knas, is speaking about as follows, that a person was ma'anis ishtoi. So bishas, he was ma'anis her, she was ishtoi, so there's no parsha of einis or mefate. Later, she was memayin. So legabi all aloches mikano lahabe, we assume ki'ilu she never was married. There's no isakrivis. But al kaponim, what the dinim that were chal b'shaito, don't become bottle after the meal. So memele, since b'shas, he was ma'anisa, so b'shaito, there was no din oinis mefate, because then she was still ishtoi. So even though later she was memayin, and it's a goli milsal mafreyo ki ilu lo inis kacho, about kaponim, the igoli milsala mafreya of miyun cannot create a chiyuv knas. That is how the Ri learns pshat in the Gemara. Hamemaenes, that means, so that's pshat. Even though through the miyun it comes out she never was married, afal pikein, so then she should be chayiv for that he was manasar tachtov, afal pikein ain't lo knas. Bahashte dayik shapil lekamo noktano ba'almo islo. So now it's very good. So it's speaking about that he was ma'anisar before the miyun. Now the miyun has to be bekatnusa. So kocher he was ma'anisar also bekatnusa. So we see that he holds that aktana yesh loknas. Aval kosheleri mahod dekama besamuch. The Gemara wanted to say, V'chiteime kula Rab Meiri. The Gemara wanted to say, an eitz. It could be both halachas, the halacha of Mame'enes, the halacha of Eilanes, is going according to Rab Meir. Ube Mame'enes, sova lo ke Rab Yehuda. So what is pshat according to the Ri? So according to the Ri, pshat is as follows, that, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a naira could be memayin. So speaking about he was ma'anisar binaruso. Afterward, she was memayin. And that's what he's telling us that since he was ma'anisar when she was tachto, so the miyun cannot create a chiyuv knas. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Kibta the Gemara. A man is Sovolok Rabbi Yehuda, Yevahashte, Sotaisvus asks, according to his Pshat, given the Airi Sheboaleo Bailo Kshi Nairo, if it is speaking about that the Baal was boil her when she was a Nairo, Shuv Eino Yechoilo Lamayim, so then she can't be Mamayim? The Moed Rabbi Yehuda Kshabol, Kedama Bepeg Bosimin, Aces, the whole Rabbi Yehuda, that says he could be Mamai Begadlusa is Davke if he wasn't Baila. If he was Baila Begadlusa, but he can't be Mamayim. So then she becomes an Aishas Ishmina Taira with the Bila. So this is a Shrek. According to Taisus, it's speaking about that he was Baila before the meal. If he was Baila before the meal, Begadlusa, she can't be Mamayim anymore. Betiretzri, the Mayrig Shapirish Behedye Sha'inoi Boyo Lashem Kedusha. It's speaking about that when, that he said Beferish is not Boyo Lashem Kedusha. Now what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that if Begadlusa, if he was Boyo, she can't be my mind because I assume he was Boyo Lashem Kedusha. So my mail, so she can't be my mind. But if he said, it's speaking about Beferish, that he wasn't Bayla Lashem Kedushin. Shapirish Pehadya. Va'oid de piti va'oinis lav Lashem Kedushin. If it's speaking about he was Ma'anisa, he was Mefataha, so that's ikha not Lashem Kedushin. Da ba'i le'moy de Rabbi Yehuda. And so Mamele, so by such a beer, Rabbi Yehuda is not moide that you can't be Mamayim. If I can't, she still can be Mamayim. Because a bila of oinis or pitri doesn't make kedushin. I have two ha'oris on this toisvis. Aisis toisvis had a problem. If it's speaking about that he was boil or begadlusa, so how could she be mamayin afterwards? She becomes an aishasi. So toisvis says two akimtes. One akimte, it's speaking about pirish behedye, that is not boil or shame kedushin. Then a second akimta Taisva says, I'm sorry, an akimta that Pirish Pehedi is not Boyal Hashem Kedushin. If he was Ma'anis, so Kochus not Hashem Kedushin. Anoinis is not a Bila Hashem Kedushin. Or Pete is not a Bila Hashem Kedushin. So if there wasn't a Bila Hashem Kedushin, so then she could still be Mamai. So L'chayre, the second Teretz of Taisva is L'chayre Poshet. I mean, it's 100% true. If he's ma'anisa, so that's sicha, that means it's bal kocho, she doesn't want, so how could that bila make kedushin? So, why does Taisus have to say a first teretz? Taisus, like, two terutzim. Oit, I mean, it's poshut like that. It's not in the kimta. It's speaking about his ma'anisa. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about he was ma'anisa. And that's Belachayra Poshet Miyoid. If he's Ma'anisa, so Abila Ba'inis can't make her an Aishas Ish. So, what's the pilpul in Taisvis? I don't understand why Taisvis had to say a first Teretz. The second Teretz is Moiradik Poshet. And according, then Taisvis says, Pitoy is also Lav L'Shem Kedusha. Now, what's the Taich Pitoy? So L'chayre Pitui means that he said that L'shem Znus. I mean, that's a Taish Pitui. So it's Mefataha L'shem Znus. So that's close saying that L'shem Kedushin. I mean, so this is Mamish, the first Teretz. So it's, this is why I say it's the two Terutzim. I mean, Pitui is Mefataha L'shem Znus. Some say mefata to be nivul, so that's not then she's an aishas ish. So kolchotais means it's a piti l'shem znus. So we said klo l'shem znus. So it's unclear what Taisvus is saying over here. V'loy pitoy kosher l'rashbe amai nokat pitoy l'mai demukilo besomach benayo eistes. We have an akimta, and that's like the akimta of the Gemara, that it is speaking about that he was ma'anis or mefataha when she was a naira, and there's no knas because it was tachtov. Frektach taisves. Hakol nare mefuta ein lo knas, de mochlo, afilo naro she'eina meme'enes. Here it says, we have here a case of pitui. A naro, that doesn't have a father, he was speaking about she doesn't have a father. I mean, that's how there was Kedushin Darabonon. A Nara that doesn't have a father, or is not Bershus Aviyo, so the Knas belongs to her. Now, if he was Mefata her, so there's no Chi of Knas whatsoever, because she was Meichel. So Tshreklach, he was speaking about, he was Mefata Naira, and it says, he was Mefata Naira, and Ein Lo Knas, because she was Amemehenes. I feel like she wouldn't be Amemehenes, she also wouldn't have Knas, because she's Meichel. So the Aflor wants to say a very gishmak teretz on Tosfos Kashya. The Aflor says, he says, how did Tosfos learn pshat? It's speaking about that the husband was mefataha, bin arusa, and the lady she was memain. So he says, when he was mefataha bin arusa, was there a chi of knas? If there wouldn't be a miyun, let's talk about if there wouldn't be a miyun. If there wouldn't be a miyun, there's zicha no knas. She's his wife. So mameu there's zicha no chi of pitui. She's a wife, mida rabon, and she's a wife. So he says, if bishaitai, bishasi was boiler, there was no chi of pitui, so how can she be meichel the knas of after miyun? That's a dover shaloi boloila. That means after Miyun, we would say, retroactively, we sang alumnus that the Miyun, B'chal can't make a Chiv. That's the Chiddush. Mema'enes ain't look nas. But Tais is asking, without this Chiddush, it's Poshet ain't look nas. Because she's a Naira, so she was Moichel. So the Aflo says no, but Bishas, he was Mefata her, she was his wife. So there was no Chiv whatsoever. So you can't be moichel adover shaloi b'loilo. Later, when she was memayin, it's the dafchal veren achiv. Okay? Now dafchal veren achiv. So it says, but the mean can create a chiv. But not the way Tosfos understood that there's no chiv whatsoever since she's a naira. Mechila does not apply by her since Bishas Pita, she was his wife. That's what the Haflo says. Bishloime the knockat ain lo pitui agav the knockat beidach. Tosfos holds it's a meiridike kashe that it's a pasnish kein chiyuv pitui. So Tosfos says ain chanamitake. He's telling other lochas by pitui, not only by mamenes. He's talking by an islandes and in other cases in arayis and shniyis and memele. So in this case, take ain lo pitui is take. Miyuta, it's poshet, since she was a nairo, and knosa la'atzmo, so it's poshet ain't lo piti. That's what Tosfos says. Let us see Tosfos and Lamed Vav, ad sheyarba ha-shocher, is the loigarsi al halova. Because the literal translation of yarba ha-shocher al halova means that there's more saris than skin. There's a riboy saris. That's a taichat sheyarba ha-shocher al halovon. Mishum dam, so that they're not geiris, is mishum dam rine beperik bo simin, loy sheyarba mamish, al kadei sheyishtei saris sheikhvois, v'nire kemoy sheyarba shocher. So memele, you only need shtei saris sheikhvois. Val halovon mashma, Yaisamin halovon. There's more shocher than lovon. So you can be geiris for ala lovon. So we're geiris at sheyarba shocher, so then moichik al halovon. Rabbeinu chananu pirish al halovon. Different pshat and gansen. Shasayrois somuch lebosaim shchayrim, oboroisham lebonim. So when they're still small, so it seems that the sar alone is not more shachros than then Labnun is there. Later, when it becomes longer, Sheyishkav, then there's more Shocher than Lovon. Zu Divrei Rab Meir, Amas Nisn Lekamon, Es Rav Yudah Marav said, Zu divrei Rav Meir. B'chachomim oimrim, dat ektane yesh lo knas. Ramesis lakamon, d'chom mokim sheyesh mecher ve'ein knas. Ein knas. It says in the Mishnah, kol mokim sheyesh mecher, if a father has the power to sell the daughter, he does not get knas. So kamala Rav Yehuda, you know this statement. So in other words, a ktana doesn't have knas, zu divrei Rav Meir. Vim ise zu divrei Rav Meir v'Rav Yehuda mi boilei. So the Gemara asked that if you will say that Rav Yehuda also is like Rav Meir, so Rav Yehuda Omar Rav should have said zu divrei Rav Meir v'Rav Yehuda. Va'aval gav. Now Taisus asks Akasha. Rabbi Yonasan v'Rabbi Yashia svira lehu ke Rav Meir, b'seif perik dalad mises l'perish l'beinu tam, t'pirish ad sh'yishneim shovim b'misa achas. V'afilu l'perish akuntris t'meforash b'nei oinshim, b'ikomo kem Rabbi Yashia ke Rav Meir svira lehi, b'lesli hoda doshi rabonu l'kamon kan naro, Do potter ktano mu'urosa. Now, I don't want to go in, the Maram explains this teisvis, but all hanegeya lonu is as follows. There's a machloikis, the rameyer and the rabbonon, is there knas by a ktano? The rabbonon says, it could have said, nun ayin reish, that would mean a naro. It says, nun ayin reish hei, so the hei is marba filo aktano. And Rameo holds dafka nairo. Nairo velo aktano. Now, this shame nairo is mentioned by Oinis. The shame nairo is also mentioned by nara hamoroso. Also the same thing. We have a klal anara moroso is a person is boil anara moroso is chayiv skila. This is the anara moroso is different than a poshet aishas ish. A poshet aishas ish is bechenek and this is beskila. Now there's a machloikis, the same machloikis, the ramei and the rabbonim by knas is by anara moroso also. The anara moroso, according to the rabbonon, anara moroso, Aktana Moroso is also Yechayiv Skila, the boil is Chayiv Skila. And according to Rameya, the boil is not Chayiv Skila. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So we have the same Machloikis, Nairo, Voloiktano, Sai by Knas, and Sai by the Chayiv Skila of Nara Moroso. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Klerza Shaila, according to Rav Meir, that says, Naro voloi ktano by Naro hamuroso, that a ktano hamuroso, there's no skila. So the more closer shayla, what will be? Will there be nothing, or will there be chenek? What is pshat in Rav Meir? Then the Gemara brings, in this shayla, the Gemara brings a machlekes Rav Yashi Rav Yonasan. We won't go into the protim of the sugya. But Taisus says as follows. The way the Rabbeinu Tam learns the Pshat in the Sugya, it's oiskishpar, that Rabbi Yash, Rabbi Yenison hold like Rabbi Meir. So it's much in the Sugya, that both of them hold like Rabbi Meir. The way Rashi learns Pshat in the Sugya, it's much that Rabbi Yash holds like Rabbi Meir. Al Kolponim, so Taisus says, our Gemara asked Akashi, you can't say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Yehuda, Marav, said Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. He should have mentioned Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. So Al Kaponim, it seems, if you're saying something that there's more than Rabbi Meir, there's more Tanoim hold like Rabbi Meir, you should have mentioned them. You don't say Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. In fact, Tachtais was, I have a problem then. There's more Tanoim that hold like Rav Meir, that a Ktan is Nismayet, Rav Yashi and Rav Yonasan according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Yashi according to Rashi. So why didn't Rav Yehuda Marav mention their names? Mikol mokim loikomo zu divi rabbeye v'rabbi Yashi. So Teisfu says amoyodike teres, why not? Loi pori choche zu divre meiv Rabbi Yehuda mi boilei, elo mishum Rabbi Yehuda bar pluptei de rameya. Vahavi bechlal chachomim de pligiyalei. Lohochi im ise de loi poli kavle le meima zu divre rameiv Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisa says a beautiful teretz. That means, what did Rabbi Yehuda Marab said? Zu divrei rameya. Avol chachomim oimrim, that is a chiyuv knas by a ktana. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Marab said. Now, if you'll ask me, who are the chachomim? So I'll say, the chachomim, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? No, the chachomim are the balei plukta of rameya. Rabbi Yehuda is the Bali Plukta of Rameya, so Rabbi Yehuda Zicha holds that a Ktana is not Chiyuv Knas. Now, if in this case it's different, Rabbi Yehuda holds also like Rameya, and the Chachomim are different Bali Plukta. So Rabbi Yehuda Barab should have said this, that I shouldn't derive from what he's saying that Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik and Rameya, because normally the Chachomim is Zicha Kailo Rabbi Yehuda, who was the Baal Plukta. So he should have specified Zudim Rameya Rabbi Yehuda v'Chachomim Oimrim that Ktana Yesh L'Knas. But if you have other Tanoim that hold like Rameya, which were not his Baal Plukta, so it's no taina that Rabbi Yehuda Marav has to mention them. So Rabbi Yashi can hold like Rameya, Rabbi Yonison can hold like Rameya, but Rabbi Yehuda Marav did not have to mention them. Abul Kosha. Abul Frank Toises, but I have a different Kasha. That means I did find a Tana that holds like Rameya. That's Rabbi Yashi, that's for sure. So the Gemara should have said, Homoni Rabbi Yashi, Bemene Sobolaki Rabbi Yehuda. That means our Gemara says, this Tana is, we don't know who he is, but this Tana, he holds like Rameya, by Ktana, and he holds like, Rabbi Yehuda by Memehenes. Let us give him a name. We know who holds like Rameya. We have a Tana who holds like Rameya, Rabbi Yashi. So just like before, the Gemara wanted to say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rameya, but the Gemara is locked up. So let's say now, but we zichen Rabbi Yashi holds like Rameya. Instead of saying that this Tana, who we don't know who he is, holds like Rameya. So that's a kash. The listening Tana, kash. Now, Ravchum had said that you're learning wrong pshat in the Beraisa. Hamema'enes does not mean a Ktana who was Memayin ain lo knas. So then you're medayik of a Ktana that was not Memayin is yesh lo knas. Now, Memenes means Haruya Lemayin yesh lo knas, and that means a Ktana yesh lo knas. So Memayin is a Ktana. But listen to Ktana, Kash. Now, Taisva says, if it would have said Ktana, then it would be very good. Then Rafram's Teretz is very good. The whole Barais is going according to Rameya. First he says, Ktana ain lo knas, and then he's saying, Eilon is ain lo knas. So Taisa says, Amayil de kekash, why do you have to tell me both these things? Ktana ain lo knas, Eilon is ain lo knas, it's the same aloha. But it would seem if he would say this, there wouldn't be a problem. But Taisa says, Avagav davetoni ktana de lo knas, mikomokim toni name Eilon is. Da hava mina davke ktano sheyesh lo nares ein lo knas. That means by saying ktana ein lo knas, I don't know about an idleness, because a ktana has nares. So there a ktana is ein lo knas. An idleness doesn't have nares. So I would think could be an idleness has knas afilo bekatnusa. I think the svore to differentiate between an eilonis and a ktano yesh lo nairis, and an eilonis ein lo nairis, I mean, what's the chilek? It could be it's not a svore, no, that's the diuk in the posik, because the posik says, naro veloi ktano. So that's the miyut is a bas who is a naro. That's the omiyat. The knas is when she is a naira, not when she is a ktana. But the miyat is by a bas who is a naira. So then we say, when she is a Naira, not when she's a Ktana. But we don't have a posik about a person who never is a Naira. The Miyut is Davke, a person who is a Naira. So this person, there's no Chiyuv Knas when she's a Ktana. So Memela, so the Baraisa is telling us two halachas, that a Ktana that is possible to become a Naira doesn't have Knas, and an Islandess also doesn't have Knas. But Temolari. What's the kasha on Rafram? Rafram said that he means to tell us Horuyo Lemayin Ein Loknas, which means a Ktana Ein Loknas. Amayloi Mishani the Agav Uchi Kemashmalon the Admose Abbas Menes Al Shetovish Teisaris. You're asking why did he speak in such a cryptic lashon? He wants to tell us another halacha. He wants to tell us a ktana in loknas, but he wants to throw in that you should know that only a ktana can be mamayim. So he's killing two birds with one stone, and just like the first mishnah in Brachos, meim es akel nishma ba'avim b'shosh kahanim nechnosim lechol betrumosim. So the say sakechov, and I'll tell you another halacha that kahanim itum b'tzei sakechov. So here he wants to tell us another halacha that only a ktana can be mamayim. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? That's Taisvis kasha. Zok the Gemara weiter. We hear in the Bereise, Islanders ain lo loy knas ve loy pitoy. That an islandist there's no knas and there's no pitoy. Vereminu al eshu akasha. We learned in the Bereise, Achareshes v'hashoite v'aylonis yeshlam knas v'yeshlam tainis psulim. So l'chay the kashas here says an aylonis does have knas. Frek the gemore v'ho mayrum ye, what's the kasha? Ho rameya, ho rabonon. An aylonis doesn't have knas according to rameya because a ktana ain't lo knas. The rabonon hold a ktana yeshlo knas, an aylonis also has knas. So there's no kasha. So the Karila, my Karila, the one that brought this Baraisa to the Beis Medrash, what did he expect to ask? I mean, the Teretz is poshut. We know there's a machloikis Rameh and the Chachamim, so what's the kasha? So the Gemara says this Baraisa was brought for another kasha. Mishum de islay lemirme achrite yelava. Yes, another kasha from this Baraisa. We learned another baraisa that says acharshes vahashoite vahaboigres umukis eitz ein lahem tainis besulim. They don't have tainis besulim. We learned in the first baraisa acharshes vahashoite yeshlam knas v'yeshlam tainis besulim. Now tainis besulim means that let's fatayt the two baraisas. Tainis pesula means that if a person married a charshes and then later he's boyelor and she's not a psula, so he says, you know, it was konso becheskas psula v'nim says buule. So I don't know you either to mekach tois legamri or are you 100. So it's al kaponim. There's a tainis pesula. Let us say, for practical purposes, it's a mekach tois legamri. So there's a tainis psulim. I thought you were a psula. A charshes a shaita, we could expect a psula. There's no reason why there shouldn't be psula. So memele, so yeshlam tainis psulim. That's the first baraisa. The second baraisa says, a charshes va shaita, va boigris a mukits eitz, ein lam tainis psulim. Now, a boigris a mukits eitz, we understand. We'll see later in the sugya, aboigers and mukasites don't have psulim. So, if you knew they were aboigers and mukasites, ain lam tainis psulim. That's good. But here it says, acharshes vashoite, ain lahem tainis psulim. So we have a stira, these two beraises. Hasume va'ailanis, yesh lam tainis psulim. Sumchesayme mishim rameya, suma ain lo tainis psulim. So we'll see later what the svara of Rameir is. Aber al kaponim, we have here now a problem. We have here a stira in two baraises. The first baraise says, acharshes yeshloam tainis psulim. And the second baraise says, einlam tainis psulim. Omar rab sheishes loikashe ho rabban gamliel vo ho rab yeshua. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, v'yeshlam tainis psulim lafsida ksube. He's mafsida ksube. It's a makach tois. Ho rab meya. So the Gemara asks, what's your kasha? Eilin is. It says, Eilin is. Ein loknas. It says, yesh loknas. Ho rab meya dom aktana ein loknas. V'eilin is bekat nusa yotsu sola boga. But the Karilo, my Karilo, Misha Ishib Chuva Zuba Beis HaMedrash, the one who brought this child in the Beis Medrash, Ma also Al Ruchai. So what did he think? He didn't realize you have a problem over here. It says, Islanders ain't look nice, yes, look nice. It's a machlekes, I'm in the Chacham. So the Gemara answers, Mishum de Islay, Le Milma Achriti Yalei. Loi he vi le Beis HaMedrash, Alofi she yesh lo shiv acheres, so he had another kasha. Charshes v'shoite, acharshes v'shoite. Boigeres b'suleho kolim me'eleim. The psulim of a boigeres are kolim. She loses the psulim apiteva when she becomes a boigeres. So we had here Akasha, but Kapon may be Astire, the two Baraises, Vacharshes, and Shoite, have a Ksube. So this is Astire. So Rab Sheshes answered, Ho Rabban Gamliel. The Oma Bepeire Kame, He a Meres, Misherestani, Nenasti, Nemenes. Rabban Gamliel says, if a person is boil arusosoi, and he finds she's not a psula, so she says, 100%, you know what happened, misherestani nenasti, that's almost manis me, tachtecho, so nebuch nistachvo sodecho, but I got married also psula. So the Gemara says, according to Rabban Gamliel, there's a bori v'shemo, with amigu, she could have said mukaseitz anitana isnas mukaseitz tachtecho. It's a migo v'taina mal yosa. It's a more bekovedik taina mukaseitz than nenasti anitachtecho. And she says nenasti. So we see the emes shined from the amoil. You see, she says, so it's a migo. If she'd be a liar, she wouldn't have said nenasti tachtecho. Fine. Or become ois psula, so Cheskes Haguf tells me, Mr. Mishi became ois psula tachtov, not before the eres. That's Rabban Gamliel. So how Rabban Gamliel? Doma perkame here emers mishrestani nenasti nemenis. Hachanami ein lo tainis psulum lapsiduk suboso. The omrinon, she's a charshes or a shoite. She doesn't say anything. But he have a pikacha slite na vatona, misherestani ne nasti mehemno. So means we're speaking about a charshes and shoite, who's not saying anything. He's saying she, that adshe aristicho ne nasto, and she's not saying anything. So Ram Gamliel says, well, listen, Nebuch, if she would have seichel, she would tell you, Misherestani nenasti. So Memele, therefore, she gets a ksube. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua, so that's the Baraisa that says, Acharshes v'ha-shoite, ein lem tainis psulim. There's no tainis psulim, because if she would have seichel, she would have tainis, Misherestani nenasti. Ha Rabbi Yeshua d'amalei mipiyonu chayim, is hocha yesh lo tainis psulim. So that's the first baraisa. The nami havetone kamalei mninele. Philly, she would have said that she, the mishastani nanasti, she's also not nemo. So that's these two baraisas. Frek de gemore, eime de shamet leil Ram Gamliel, heiche de kotono ihi. Ram Gamliel said, if she tainis misherestani nenasti, no, so it's a bori, b'shemo, with amigo, with a cheskas aguf, So you could be mighty moment. But if she's not saying anything, so you're thinking up a whole Megillah. Yeah, Mishinastani, is she not absolutely? Yeah, someone's Ma'anisa. I mean, you're thinking up situations, and you're going to be mighty moment with this. So the Gemara says, and given the Omar am Gamliel Mehemne, if according to Gamliel, if she would say, Misherastani na Nasi, she would be believed, Kegoin zu psach pichole ilimu. So there's an hoge that if the Baldovo is not capable to taine, we taine for them. There's a very difficult Taisvis here, which we will not learn, but Taisvis Lamaisa is Chaylik and Rashi. Taisvis holds that Rashi's Pshat is not true because the Pshat, the Halacha of Psach Picha Le'ilem was only said if a person is a Nitva and you want to take away from him, so then we'll taina for the Nitva. But to say psach picha le'ilam to be mighty moman, that means she's a bula. She's a bula. Now, so if she tainis misheras tanin and nasti memela, so she's tining it, so according to Gamliel, she's not, but if she's not tining anything, we should taina for her a taina to be mighty moman. I mean, it's not, it can't be fluman on Yenim's geld. I mean, that's why Taisvis does not learn like Rashi's pshat. But let us go further. Vahaboygris ein lo tainis psulim. It said in the Bereise, a boygris also doesn't have tainis psulim. This is the second Bereise. There's no tainis psulim. So the Gemara understood, a boygris doesn't have dam psulim. So that's why if he was boiling and didn't find dam psulim, so there's no taina. She's a beigra. She's a beigra. Doesn't have dam psulim. Frag the Gemara for Omar Rav. Beigres noisnilo lailo harishin. Rav said that if a person is boil a bilas mitzvah with a beigres and she's roye dam, so we're toile the dam and dam psulim, he can be boil as many bilas as he wants that night. We're toile the with Taylor that the dam is dam psulim. So Mamela, that's why he's mutalivel. So we see klal that a boigris does have dam psulim. So what shall be in the Bereise, a boigris ain't lo tainis psulim? What do you mean? If a boigris is dam psulim, so there's a tainis psulim. So the Gemara answers as follows. E de kotoin tainis domim achinami. If he taketainis, I didn't find dam psulim. So you're 100% right. So this taketainis psulim on a boigris. A boigris has dam psulim. Och, my skin in the kotoin tainis pesach pasuach. He's coming with a different taina. He's coming with a taina domim. He wasn't medaik. You're domim. Nish domim. He wasn't mevara desha. But he knows it was a pesach pasuach. That the mokim was not tzar. So that the Braise says Pesach Pasuach, a boigris already Pischa is not tzar anymore. So Memele, so you could have been under the impression that's a Pesach Pasuach, but I got news for you. She's a boigris and Pischa is not tzar anymore. Ein Rachmo tzar. So Memele, that is why you feel there was no psulim, but really, the reason is because she's a boigris. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi noisn lo lailo rishen uboyul kamo bilois. V'tolinin kol domim shaloisoy alailo bedam psulim. Alme islo dam psulim lo boigris. The Eloi, if she doesn't have dam psulim, lehave boyul emesu lo la bilis mitzvah. We should only be matter the bilis mitzvah, and as soon as she sees dam, you have to be pirish. But if it says noisni lo kolalailo, so we see that what that she has dam psulim, kim the islo psulim, is eicha de bov le moza dam tapsik subosa, lo konsa becheskas psula o moza beula. That's the Gemara's kasha. Hachi Garsinus, Rimoyen says as follows. I de katoin tainis domim, Hachi Nami. If the Sirashi says Hachi Garsinus, we'll see in Taiskus there was a different girse, and Rashi was Mashana the girse. Hachi Garsinus, there was a verkehrte girse. Hachi Garsinus, I de katoin tainis domim, Hachi Nami. If he comes to the tainis domim, she zicha loses the ksube. The Ochabaskin, the Katoin, Tainus Spesser, Pesach. I, the Koma, Baalti, Blimotsosi, Dam, Bade, Tainem, Al Yossi, this is a good Tainem. Vahocha, Diktoni, Einlo, Tainus Psulim, the Katoin, Vahoma, Pesach, Pasuach, Motsosi, Vadam, Loi, Badakti, Im Nimtsa, Boim, Lav. I don't know about Dam, I wasn't by the Dam, but I know Pesach, Pasuach, Motsosi. Is Ben, Airo, Ktano, Tainoi, Kedemrine, Bepere, Kame. Ba'af al-pi she'ein yochel levare dvorah befoneinu. Zog tachashi, you're not bringing any proof. You're saying, Pesach, Pesach Matzosi. Who says you're telling the truth? Is Amrinin chazok in on terech besude mafside. I have an ansadi is telling the truth. He wouldn't say a lie. So loin sechde, to make a chaste, and then to be mafsid. Avo mi she'bogro, Ein rach mozar kevat chila, but doi meloi ke ilu pesach pasuach. Let us see Taisvis. Ide ko toin taines domim ochinami. Kach goras pekunteris, verach goras ipre, kmai sho yekosu besform, before Rashi's girse. Ide ko toin taines pesach pasuach, ochinami ule elbe pere kame perashti. So now let us just see Taisvis Daf Tesamed Aleph. Now that we are in the sugya, we will appreciate how the Rachlin Pshat in our Gemara. Let us see Taisvis Daf Tesamed Aleph, the third line from the top Taisvis. V'rach meforish, the Rach says, the boigris umukis eitz ein lehem domim. They don't have domim. Avol ein Pischon pasuach. V'yochalita in tainis pesach pasuach. V'koshel ha-perish rabbeinu chananu. The oma ad-amrinim be'elo naris. U'boigris ein lo tainis psulim. A-boigris doesn't have tainis psulim. V'oma rav boigris noisen lo lailo rishoyne. Son yetoyle the dam of kol ha-lailo. So you see, she does have dam psulim. So the Gemara answers, a Mishan either katoin tainis domim, ochinami, if it tainis was no dam, ochinami, chmaskin the katoin tainis pesach pesuach. Mashme, the pischo pesach. See, have enough in the Gemara, we just learned the Gemara, how Harashi says pshan the Gemara. That's a boigris pischo pesach, so there's no tainis pesach pesuach, the yesh lo domim, but this, she has dam psulim. She's not Pischa Pasua. So Memele, so this is the exact opposite of what Rabbi Nechananel said. Rabbi Nechananel said, Pungfakert. Rabbi Nechananel said that a boigres does not have domim, ve'ein Pischa Pasua. V'yeshloimat Rabbi Nechananel goris ke girso rishoyne shahisa bisvorm. There was a different girso. Rashi made Hochi Garsini, but there was a previous Gilsa Fakert and Rashi's Gilsa. The previous Gilsa was as follows. I de kotoin tainis pesach pesuach, Hochi Nami. If he's coming to tainis pesach pesuach, so that's a taine take. A boigris should not have a pesach pesuach. Ochemaiskin de kotoin tainis domi. Bahochi Pirush. So what's on the Gemara? The whole Gemara doesn't step. For Omar Rav Boigris Noisnilo Lailo Horishaine. The Gemara asked Akashe that Rav said that a Boigris Noisnilo Lailo Horishaine with Toile the Dam Psula. So what's the Kashe? Midetolinen Kol Halailo the Dam Psula. Since with Toile the Dam that she sees the whole Lailo with Toile and Dam Psula. Mashme de ika boigres de islo dam psulim tuve. So Vaisis, there is a boigres that has dam psulim. That's true. Some Baigersim have Dam Psulim, and some Baigersim don't have Dam Psulim. Now, if we see Dam, we don't have to be Machma, we'll be Taylor that she's a Baigers that does have Dam Psulim. Fine. But that doesn't mean that every Baigers has Dam Psulim. It means if you see Dam by her, you say, some of this is Dam Psulim. But what do we see from this Halacha? In Cain, he efsha l'shum Baigers, shelo yehei pischa sosum afilo ein ladamin. That means like this. The dam, the Rabbi Nachmanel understood, dam sulim is sometimes kolo. That means there's a mekoyer of a dam that by some boigrasim dries up, by some boigrasim does not dry up. Fine. So other boigrasim have dam, other boigrasim don't have dam. But the dam is only nearer through the shviras habsulim. So, al kochach, you have to say that pischa sosum. So, memele, if so, so the bile is a sibe for rias dam, if there's dam. But if I would say that pischa pasuach, so the bechlau the bile isn't a sibe for rias dam. So, how could you be toile in dam psulim? So, the Gemara brought a rayim from that where we're toile. Kola lailo bedam sulim dat pischa sosum. Im kein, I efshele shumbog shle pischa sosum, afilo ein lo domi. Im kein, yesh lo tainis psulim be pesach basuach. So a beigris does have a tainis psulim be pesach basuach. O mishani, so mos is ein och anam idikato in pesach basuach, och anam id yesh lo tainis psulim. Och in my skin, and the less lo tainis psulim be tainis domim. That what the Baraisa says that a boigris does not have tainis full, that's but tainis domim. Bishom dikra boigris, the domeho kolim. There are some boigris in that the domim dry up. So memele, so that's pshat. So ein lo tainis psulim means with tainis domim. Yeshlom tainis psulim, tainis pesach pesuach. This is shitas Rabbeinu Chananu. Now, let us go back to Taisvis. K'tas kosher l'peirish Rabbeinu Chananu. The meforish, the mukes eitz, ein lo domim, avo pischa no, but pischa no, that's what he says. Im kein, v'chinam dochak l'shnuye, horab gamliel, v'horab yeshue. Tavimotzi l'shnuye, Hode kotoin pesach pasuach. Hode kotoin tainis domin. Now let us see what Taisvis is asking. It says like this. We have here two baraises. Hacharshes vahashoite, this is the second baraise. Vahaboigres umukes eitz. Ein lohen tainis psulim. So ein lohen tainis psulim means tainis domim. There's no tainis domim by a boigris because some boigris don't have domim. Mukes eitz also means the same thing. Mukes eitz, boigris and mukes eitz are the same. That some Mukesaids don't have domim, but all of them have a Pesach sosum. Ein lam tainis psulim. Now, we had before, acharshes ba'ashoite yesh lahem tainis psulim. Now, we're going to have a gemara later that most noshim are Mukesaids. We'll have such a gemara later. Most noshim are mukesaitz. So now hacharshes vahashoite yeshlem tainis psulim. So we could say as follows that it means yeshlem tainis psulim if ain pischon pasu if ain pischon sosu. That means we are saying this is hacharshes vahashoite vabeges mukesaitz ain lam tainis psulim. So l'chayre de ivre is that all four, there's no tainis domim. a beigres tozen hev domim, a mukes eitz lost the domim. Na chalshes vashoite, we'll see, also lost the domim, because normally they're mukes eitz, and they don't know about it. So, ein lehem tainis psum, there's no tainis domim. Now, before it says, achashas vashoite, yeshlam tainis psulim, means tainis pesach pasuach. If, according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, he said that a boigres has a tainis pesach pasuach, doesn't have a tainis domim, so maybe charshas in shoite is speaking about that yeshlam tainis psulim, but tainis pesach pasuach. That's Taisvis Kash. Aber Motzlushni Hodeko Toin Pesach Pasuach. Then Yeshlam Tainis Psulm. Hodeko Toin Tainis Domim, Einlam Tainis Psulm. Vishemo. So maybe the Gemara Leslei Chazoked in Odom Toireich Besuda Mavside. Play Mehemon Be Pesach Besuda Havsik Subosso. So Taisvis answered, the Gemara didn't want to say this Teretz because who says, בכלל איז נאמון בטיינס פסח פסוח תבי מאפסה לקסובה. טיינס דומם, no, he's proving there was no דומם. But טיינס פסח פסוח, he's only saying what he's saying. We have no way to disprove him or to prove that he's telling the truth. So ממילא, so could be the טרצן held that when he tainis pesach pesuach, he's not neman b'chlal lahavsik suboso. And here it says neman lahavsik suboso, so we can't say it's speaking about that he's coming with a tainis pesach pesuach, because tainis pesach pesuach is b'chlal not neman lahavsik suboso. And so this wants to say, b'shem alesle chazok de nodem reich b'sudem avsida, b'le mehemem b'pesach pesuach lahavsik suboso. Aval gav the koma agemor says either katoin pesach pesuach achanami demash medin nemon pesach pesuach is nemon. So you see, we all the is nemon. Shema hainu loisrolov. He's nemon loisrolov. Aval brais the lel mash medin yeshlam tainis psulim and yiksube dum yedeknas. So it could be that's why the Talzin held that he's bechlal not nemon lahavsik subosa betainis pesach pesuach. So that is why he didn't say this terror.